Mark Potts, news director for Inkstead Family Media in Jamestown, talking today with Nina Schneider, executive director of the Buffalo City Tourism Foundation. Nina, I understand you have a big week in tourism coming up. Want to tell us what's going on this week in Jamestown?
Well, the village actually has its opening today. So the buildings are open, greeter on hand. So they open today for the summer now. They'll be open 9 to 9. Of course, the National Buffalo Museum is open all year round. Fort Seward will open on the 26th. They will be open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Stetson County Museum opens on the 26th. Open weekdays, 10 to 5, weekends, 1 to 5. Wild West Shootout, that's going to happen on the 26th. That'd be the first one of the year. You know, looking towards May 30th, Fort Seward's going to do something called Campfire Chats. And they're going to present them every Wednesday, 7 p.m. up at Fort Seward. The first one, Keith Norman is going to present Why Was Fort Seward Here? They're free and open to the public. Start at 7. Of course, we have our Speedway that's every Saturday night. The Stetson Memorial Museum is going to do their front porch chats. They do that every Sunday at 3. Those are really popular. And so we don't have a solid schedule yet, but they're cultural, historical. You know, we've got a lot coming up this summer. A lot of these schedules aren't firm yet. A couple of the new things, of course, the National Buffalo Museum has remodeled. You want to take a look at that if you haven't been there in a while. Fort Seward has what they call a siding wall. They're still working on it, but they're going to put some PVC pipe in it, and then they're going to have markers so that you can look through that pipe and you can look at where the barracks used to be, where the officers' quarters used to be, and that's going to be really cool so that you can actually see where the locations were of all the buildings when it was Fort Seward. Of course, the Arts Center is all remodeled. You want to take a look at that. You know, there's a lot going on. It's just hard to condense it. I'll be doing, throughout the summer, I'll be doing radio programs, bringing people up to date on what's going on.
And you know, Memorial Day weekend, does this kind of kick off the busy season for you with Jamestown Tourism?
You know, Memorial isn't one of our biggest weekends, usually because of the weather. It always seems to be cold. A lot of Memorial weekends, it's rainy. This one doesn't look too bad, so we're hoping for a pretty good turnout. It just depends on the weather with us. I'm extremely pleased gas prices are down. That's going to be very helpful. But the spring has been nice. We have already had 21 different states in here since, mid-April. So we're pleased with that. We've had at least six foreign countries. So, you know, we're already having a very good spring.
Okay. And are you looking forward to a pretty good season then this summer?
We are. I think we're going to have a good season. All indications are that the advertising that we're doing is really working. And the sites have worked hard. They've worked hard to bring a lot of entertainment and quality attractions to our guests. So we're excited.
All right. Well, thanks, Nina. Look forward to talking to you throughout the summer some more.
All right. Thanks for calling.